This is your tech news briefing for Thursday, April 2nd. I'm Kateri Yoakum for The Wall Street Journal. Ordering takeout may have become a much bigger part of your life than it ever was before in the past few weeks, and the food delivery platforms know it. Companies like Grubhub and Postmates have been offering free delivery or waiving commissions to make it easier for people to shelter in place. But some independent restaurants have been leaving those platforms and going it alone. Our reporter Preetika Rana will join us in just a minute to explain why. But first, our senior personal tech columnist Joanna Stern is back with her tech tip of the day. Hey, Joanna.
Hi.
How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm okay.
You're not sick?
I do have a little bit of a sniffle, yes. Thank you for asking.
Okay. I want to preface this tip by saying I am going to stop doing tips about your microphone soon.
But not right away.
After this one, I'm going to stop.
Okay. What is this one?
Okay. This one is basically you need to work on eliminating your background noise, even if you mute your mic all the time. So we've talked about this, muting your mic.
Sorry, can I hear somebody in the background singing a song?
The irony is that this tip does not work with this podcast software we're using. I tried, but here's how this works, and it's a really awesome piece of software. So let me explain. There's an app called Crisp. It works for Windows, Mac, and also Chrome, and it integrates with Slack, Zoom, and other popular chat apps. And it uses artificial intelligence and other tricks to reduce the background chatter or noises in your environment, like at my house right now where my son is yelling upstairs. But unfortunately, like I said, this doesn't work with this podcast software, but it does work with Zoom, Slack. I tried it before with Slack. It was pretty crazy. So basically, it's recognizing the sounds in the environment. It's also using some mic tricks, and it is toning those down and prioritizing your voice when you speak.
That sounds like it would be assessing all the sound around you. Who's doing that assessment? What about privacy issues?
Yeah, so that was my biggest thing, too. It is. It's exactly what it's doing. It's trying to match and look for certain sounds. I mean, even on its website, it highlights all the types of sounds it mutes for. It looks to lessen things like a bark, kids crying, other types of chatter, background traffic, that kind of thing. I contacted the company. They assured me that all the processing is done on the computer and in the app. None of your audio, none of the conversation is sent to its servers, though they do actually a really nice job in their privacy policy of mapping out in very plain, simple English, surprisingly, what they are collecting and what they are doing. So anyone who thinks this sounds cool, I suggest you go to crisp.ai and check out their privacy policy before downloading.
Great.
I had one more thing I wanted to bring up because it's sort of what got me down this train of looking into this tip, which is that I've been wearing noise-canceling headphones. In fact, I'm wearing them right now, which is why you can hear my son and I can't hear my son. And this can be a real issue when you're working from home and you don't hear any of the background noise in your house, but other people on the phone can, or maybe you miss something important. So just want to remind everyone that most noise-canceling headphones have pass-through audio, and that's a setting where you can either click on your AirPods or your AirPods Pro, which have noise cancellation, or your big headphones. Click that button that lets you still hear some of the audio that's around you while also hearing your music or the call or whatever else you're listening to.
All right. Excellent. We have still been getting some tips and questions from listeners, too. Feels kind of like end of the week. People might be getting a little worn out. Are we still getting responses?
We're getting some, but we would love more. So if you're listening to this, we will give you that contact information after we hear from this great listener. Kyle Savage from Scranton, Pennsylvania, sent the following in.
Whether it's every hour, hour and a half, take 10, 15 minutes, take advantage of being home, maybe blast your favorite song, play some good music, hydrate, do some pull-ups, do some exercising in between, but utilize those 10 to 15 minute windows as best as you can and make sure you give yourself breaks because it is easy to get stir crazy at times.
That is a very good reminder. I think it's really important that we are also not just on our tech all the time. I know that's your livelihood, Joanna, but and also mine in this context. How can people get in touch with you if they want to share their own work from home tips or if they have questions they want you to answer?
They should email me, joanna.stern@wsj.com, or leave a message. We really love these messages. Please call in. Our number is 314-635-0388.
Excellent. All right, Joanna, thank you so much. Talk to you tomorrow.
Feel better, Kateri. Feel better.
Thank you. Up next, social distancing means you've probably ordered delivery even more than usual. Our reporter Preetika Rana will tell us why some restaurants want you to stop doing that with delivery platforms. That's after the break. With social distancing orders in place, restaurants have been closed or restricted to to-go orders only. That's translated in an uptick in food delivery orders on platforms like Grubhub and Uber Eats. And in an effort to support local restaurants, some of those platforms have offered discounts or even waived the commission they take for restaurants to join their platforms. But some restaurants are choosing to take their business off the platforms completely. Our reporter Preetika Rana joins us to explain. Hey, Preetika, how are you?
Good. Thank you for having me on the show.
All right. So we've talked about this a little bit before. Why are some restaurants ditching these major food delivery platforms and going kind of independent instead?
Yeah. So for small restaurants, they've always bristled at the commissions that food delivery apps have charged. Now, a small restaurant typically pays around 30% of each order in commissions to the apps like DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub. For bigger chains with strong negotiating power have typically been able to negotiate those rates down. So to give you an example, McDonald's pays 15% of every order in commissions to these apps. But a smaller restaurant, which has a much thinner profit margin, pays around 30%. What's happened now is that earlier, in-store dining would help offset thin margins on deliveries, but now, because of the pandemic, dining rooms are empty across the country, and the pain has never been felt this way. So I've spoken to small business owners who've said that they're thankful that delivery is helping bring in some orders, but business is still down overall. And after you account for those app commissions, they aren't covering their rent. They're barely able to pay employees. So it makes, for them, it makes more sense to dump big delivery apps that are still charging them high commissions and go solo. Either they're now launching their own delivery service or partnering with smaller apps that have waived commissions for restaurants. Some other restaurant owners are even training staff to become delivery drivers.
And I think in a lot of places, I mean, you know, New York, we've still been able to get some food deliveries. I know in other places in the Midwest, I've been talking to people there who've been saying, you know, they're really trying to support local businesses. So maybe they're even more aware of the impact that, you know, going out to eat has, and they're going and picking up things at the restaurants directly. So I could see that this is really a moment where restaurants could leverage that.
Absolutely. And even online, you have consumers that don't have anything to do with the restaurant business, just seeing the pain that they're facing, and that pain is just compounded by coronavirus, and encouraging other consumers to order directly from the restaurants because they know that that's how the restaurant gets the most money. Small restaurant owners have In the last week, after major cities announced lockdowns, they themselves have taken to social media. A lot of these chefs, a lot of these owners have a big fan following on Twitter, on Instagram, and they're constantly promoting smaller delivery apps that you would have never heard of before. But these apps could stand to gain from the crisis because they've waived their commissions. Bigger apps like DoorDash, Uber Eats, Postmates have not. They've only waived commissions for new businesses that are looking to sign up on their platforms, but not for the ones that were already on their platform.
So I guess the big question there is kind of the flip side. How is this movement to get off of these big platforms, how is it impacting them?
So we went to all of these companies for comment, and they pointed us, they wouldn't comment on restaurant-specific complaints about waiving commissions, but they pointed us to a whole list of other things that they are doing. Now, for example, a lot of these apps have waived delivery fees for consumers. In fact, just before I got onto this podcast, I got a pop-up notification from Uber Eats saying zero delivery fee, order on Eats now, which is incentivizing the consumer to order more, which means that if a consumer orders more, it drives more traffic to the restaurant. So the apps are saying, look, we've waived delivery fees for consumers, and that in turn is helping the restaurants. The restaurants say, hey, earlier the consumers would pay the app and we would pay the app in form of commissions. Now you waive the delivery fees to consumers, but we're disproportionately footing the bill for delivery services. Why is that the case? Why not give us some discount too?
Sure. And I mean, we've been also talking about the fact that Uber Eats, DoorDash, Postmates, none of them are really making money, right? And this was happening right before they were expecting to IPO.
Right. A lot of apps just before coronavirus hit, DoorDash filed to go public. Postmates was considering going public. Meanwhile, they've all behind the scenes, they've all been talking about a possible merger. So a lot of these companies grew with, you know, venture capital money, SoftBank money. So they just grew at all costs. And at that, right before coronavirus hit, they were trying to shore up their finances. So any discounts to restaurants now, if these apps were to waive their commissions, that would further dent their bottom line. They weren't making profits already, and they've now already waived delivery fees for consumers. Waiving commissions for restaurants or lowering them is only going to hurt their finances.
We've been talking a lot about, you know, different workers as well who've been impacted by the coronavirus. Gig workers obviously have kind of the double whammy of when they're not working, they don't get unemployment because they're not really being laid off or sick leave. And on the other hand, you know, they're putting themselves at risk all the time by kind of being out and about and not being in self-isolation like everyone else. What do we know about the way that these companies are helping their workers or dealing with their workers?
Right. A lot of these companies, so Uber and DoorDash, they've all said that they're going to compensate drivers who are infected or, you know, quarantined by a public health agency. Earlier they said that, and then that led to outcry because the driver said, hey, if you're only compensating us when we're infected, or say the CDC asks us to be quarantined, that's a little too late. So then Uber went and said, okay, anyone who's now been asked to quarantine by their doctors is going to be compensated with 2 weeks of missed pay. Then everyone's in quarantine now. So what do you do? In a way, these companies have rolled out contactless deliveries, which makes both the driver and the consumer feel safer. So they say, because there's no interaction, you know, the delivery driver just drops off your food at your front porch and you don't have to interact with a person. But really, it is a question. I mean, a lot of people, you know, workers at Instacart and other companies that are seeing a surge in grocery delivery have pushed back, and they've said we need way better protections, otherwise we're not going to work. And Instacart was forced to respond with better pay and other benefits. For delivery companies, Uber lobbied Congress to include their drivers in the stimulus package, and that happened. So these drivers are eligible now for benefits under the stimulus package, but the companies directly aren't giving them broader employment protections. But I think the pandemic is really going to shift that conversation. I think as a first step, you've seen companies like Uber even take responsibility for some of these workers. They've lobbied for these workers, which is really a shift from what they were doing before. And I think after the pandemic, where in California, you now have a law that wants to force these companies to give broader employment protections to workers, that's just going to play, you know, on public minds, given what's happened with coronavirus. And it'll be interesting to see how that debate pans out.
Absolutely. Tech reporter Preeti Khurana, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Don't forget, we're still taking your work from home tech tips and your questions. Our senior personal tech columnist, Joanna Stern, will be back sharing her favorite tips and finding solutions for your problems every day right here. You can leave us a voice message at the number in the description, or you can also email Joanna, joanna.stern@wsj.com. And that was your tech news briefing. I'm Kateri Yoakum from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.